Coming out of the new format for the estimates debate in Barbados has been some clarity on the challenges that the country is facing in improving its telecommunications infrastructure, which is a major requirement as Barbados seeks to be more competitive with the rest of the world. Minister of Innovation, Science and Smart Technology, Senator Kay McConnie, has sought to spell out the stark reality facing us in this regard.
People are frustrated, and the people of Barbados are frustrated with good reason. I think what I have heard from the telecommunications companies is that they have made significant investments in Barbados's infrastructure. However, Barbados has a very small market. And for them to make additional infrastructure investments, they have to be able to see a return on investment. If not, it's not worth it for them. And that is as straight and as plain as I can put it. However, what do we do? The government of Barbados, as we are seeking to go digital, means that we're going to be consuming a different type of service. We're going to be consuming a whole lot of data, which tends to have better margins for some of the telecommunications companies. And once we can make the business proposition better for them, because we are stimulating demand through what the government is doing, we are able to put ourselves in a better position to have a conversation. That means that there is mutual benefit, not just to the government of Barbados and the people of Barbados, but also to the telecommunications companies. So that where the government won, we have to start seeking ways to stimulate demand that makes it also attractive for additional infrastructure investment. And as we do better as a government, we then attract other companies to Barbados that will help us to grow that demand, which then makes the business case for some of the telecommunications companies to invest more.
She says that, in addition, Barbados is working with other CARICOM countries on developing a single ICT space.
We are seeking to come to common standards, common policies, and be able to do better verification of standards across the region. And I think when we come together, it increases our ability to work as partners with the telecommunications company, because we're offering a bigger market, we're offering more opportunity, and the business proposition brings a mutual benefit to all.
Another matter raised with Minister McConnie was, why is our ministry proposing to rely so heavily on professional services as outlined in the estimates?
You see an increase in professional services across the board under all of our significant programs. The reason for that, Minister and honorable members, is because traditionally, government has gone to the data processing department or some other internal department to access services. One of the things this government said it will seek to stimulate growth, and we therefore will continue to get problems that need to be solved in government and for government being supported by the private sector and civil society. I shared earlier that CivTech is a significant initiative that we will be taking, where we throw challenges out there and we ask the private sector and we ask civil society to provide us with the solution rather than necessarily going inside of government and finding that solution there. So that is some of what we will be doing in terms of engaging citizens and the private sector in solving problems within government and providing solutions that we have traditionally gone to government to do. And so that will, through the proper procurement processes, enable us to be able to stimulate some level of growth. Another thing that we are going to do is we are going to be working with our legislation in a significant way, and we are going to be needing to engage consultants in very specific and focused way and with discipline where there is performance that is expected to be able to support our ministry in performing what we would normally have to do internally. This ministry is likely to be very lean, it is going to be flexible, and it is going to be able to be fast. And that means that we have to continue to do things differently using professional service.
Minister of Innovation, Science and Smart Technology, Senator Kay McConnie. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.